Athens News Matters is sponsored in part by the WUGA Community Advisory Council, dedicated and involved individuals who help WUGA stay connected with our listeners, community organizations, and issues in the Athens area. Learn more at WUGA.org.
Last week, the Georgia Board of Education joined other GOP-led states in targeting critical race theory when they passed a resolution that opponents say would restrict how race is taught in public schools. Part of the resolution says that K-12 classrooms should not promote one race or sex above another, or teach that an individual should feel discomfort, guilt, anguish, or any other form of psychological distress on account of their race or sex. Here to talk about that, plus the rest of the week in news, are Blake Odd from Flagpole Magazine and Gwen O'Looney from WXAG. What was your reaction to this resolution, and do you think it will affect school curriculum in practice?
Critical race theory is really an academic thing. This is not something that's taught in high school. I mean, this is sort of a graduate school kind of thing. So this is really just political pandering. It's one of those culture war issues that's kind of been taken up by Fox News, and it's a way to, you know, kind of get white conservative people riled up and get them to the ballot box.
Right. It's another non-issue. We do a very good job, I think, in Georgia of having non-biased teachings in our history and our social studies, et cetera. But this is like a continuation of the Republican sense that we are great no matter what we've done. We have no problems. We have no reason to solve anything. And it's not true at all. Our next generation needs to understand the mistakes that were made and the way in which our history has made it difficult for some people to achieve success and fulfill their capabilities. Whether it's in health and education and certainly in housing and those kind of things, we know that those things have happened and we don't want them to happen again.
Well, let's move on to locally, where the Athens-Clarke County internal auditor Stephanie Maddox held a news conference earlier this week to discuss alleged harassment within the local government. What do either of you know about this situation?
She had requested a study that was done, a compensation study on the compensation of county employees. And this was not part of any audit. This was her trying to talk to her employees about why they didn't get pay raises. And they were not the only ones who didn't get pay raises. There were others. And, you know, she alleges that she was intimidated by the mayor, Mayor Gertz, and the manager, Blaine Williams, into withdrawing this request. But it wasn't part of her official capacity. So I don't think it's an issue of not getting information as part of her job. There's always been a lot of friction between the auditor and the manager. But, you know, John Wolf in 2013 was let go after 22 years. The position was vacant for a year or two. There was an interim for a little while before Stephanie Maddox was hired. And there have been some issues. She's only done two audits in 5 years. They've both been excellent audits, in my opinion, but there's only been two of them. So the pace of the work has been an ongoing issue. And this is something that's come up in the audit committee.
Well, I know that the auditor position is very difficult to implement. When we started our government, it was understood that the auditor position is the mayor and commission's tool by which they monitor and get an understanding of what's happening in the government because it's a strong manager form of government and they cannot interfere. Ms. Maddox is really amazing in that she's very young and she hasn't had a lot of experience before this. And I think in 2018, when she requested the public records to get the compensation study, that did show some naivete, but it also was, I think, inappropriate that she, as the auditor, she was not given the information that she requested from the consultant and the Human Resources Department. That's when the schism began. She's probably not going to be reappointed in June. And so I think that she felt like it would not be any loss for her to go public with her disagreement.
So let's move on back to state government briefly before we wrap today. I want to know if either of you watched last weekend's Georgia GOP convention where Governor Brian Kemp got booed. And if so, what are your reactions?
It's not really surprising. I mean, he's still not on the good side of a lot of hardcore Trump supporters. And when you talk about folks who are going to show up at a state political convention, those are the real hardcore folks. And they tend to be very, very, very conservative. I think he's in pretty good shape in terms of the overall primary electorate. But, you know, this is this core group of a couple thousand people, you know, who are real insiders, are obviously a lot of them are not still not happy with him.
These county things and their statement, over half of those people are brand new. They've never been to a Republican convention. They're coming in off of the January 6th and supposedly the false accusation that the election was stolen. So these are brand new people, and the GOP is going to have to deal with them. And so far, David Schaefer has just been excited about the increase in membership. He hasn't looked at the quality or the advocacy and the activity that these people want. So it's going to be an interesting challenge for the GOP.
It will, yeah. And I mean, I think they're looking at it as they're bringing new people into the fold, and that's a good thing. But, you know, I mean, it's that classic dilemma of doing the things that it takes to win a primary are the exact things that are going to lose you the general.
We are going to have to end here today, guys. That's it for this edition of our panel, but we'll have more Athens News Matters after the break.